It's Fancy and Jules, thanks to Harvey Norman Launceston. The Super Cheap Auto 1000 is underway this weekend, and it's always a pleasure to catch up with, we claim him as a Tasmanian, that's for sure. It's Will Davison from the Techno Autosports, Daryl Lee Sticks, Commodore Racing Team. How you doing, legend?
Hey, guys. Yeah, very good.
Well,
very good.
Good luck. We hope you win it this year. It's been a couple of years, Will, between.
I know, hasn't it? It's scary. But you look at every year for what it is. There's always a new story. So obviously, at the end of the day, you want to be up there on the top step holding that trophy. It's the ultimate in our sport. But every year is a new journey. There's been some certainly wild ones since I won it last. Been very close a few times. But hopefully all the stars align this weekend. But at the end of the day, yeah, as long as we're in the battle, in contention, that's all you can hope for.
We've had the AFL Grand Final, of course. We've had the NRL Grand Final. Now, this is regarded as the V8 Supercars Grand Final. Is that how you look at it?
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it? Our sport's a little different, but, geez, there's two cracking games on the weekend.
Yeah.
Both the underdogs coming through, with the Bulldogs and the Sharks. So I reckon that sets the omen for what's going to be a pretty special one this weekend. And yeah, hopefully, I wouldn't say I'm an underdog, but I wouldn't go in as short odds favourite. So you know, we've got all the tools to do the job, and you know, hopefully our grand final, if you like, puts on a cracking spectacle for all the fans. And obviously 10 years since the passing of Peter Brock, so
yeah,
it's going to be some pretty special tributes around the mountain this weekend.
And if you can win it, being in a Commodore, paying the ultimate tribute to Brocky as well, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you're third in the Enduro Cup at the moment. How are you feeling?
I don't know, I'm feeling good. You just try and keep a balance through the whole year. And, yeah, we had a good run just the other week at the Sandown 500, getting a podium. So, yeah, it's hopefully set us up well to, you know, to have a good clean run through the Enduros. Because if you can do that and get a good result in the Enduro Cup, it generally sets you up for the championship standings as well. So you have one eye on the points, but
yeah,
at the end of the day, you just got to go for glory. You got to go for the big prizes and put it all on the line this Sunday. Try not to think about points too much. Just really, at the end of the day, go all out. And yeah, it's cool driving with my boss, Jono Webb, our first Enduro together. We had a podium there at Sandown. So
yep.
I know he's desperate to stand on the podium this weekend.
That's always good. You're not going to get sacked if you do things like that, mate.
Hey, don't think I don't have part of my... No, I don't know if we'll go as far as the sack, but, you know, you certainly want to give the car to him in a nice position, and, you know, because he still likes driving at the end of the day. So he was certainly happy up there on the podium, and... yeah, the more we like each other, the better it is to my future.
So when you drive together, is that actually more or less pressure?
Oh, at the end of the day, it's no different. We're both drivers. I've known him, you know, nearly on a mate level before driving with him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, as drivers, you know what it's all about. So we'll give it 100%. Yeah, there's always pressure, though, in this business,
yeah,
to be honest. And absolutely, yeah, driving with him or driving for any drive, you've got to perform to keep your job. So, but
yep,
he's pretty understanding of how tough it is out there. That's why he probably understands more than anyone as a team boss what it's actually like out there. And he knows, you know, there's a lot more to it than sometimes seems just standing in the garage. So, yeah, we just work together pretty well. And it's quite a unique balancing act.
Mate, how do you feel from a driver's point of view? Because I know the fans and the media and everything, how close some of the finishes have been in recent years when you're doing 161 laps around Bathurst. I mean,
wow,
it's just insane. From your point of view, did you ever think you'd see the day when results are so, so close?
Yeah, it's just insane, isn't it? I mean, it's literally a 1,000K sprint race now. Gone are the days of just, you know, just stroke the car around to the last 30 laps and then have a crack. I mean, you've got to have a completely straight car. So there's not one or the other. I mean, you've got to absolutely sprint. You've got to go for track position, but you can't make any mistakes or make any contact. And so it's a tough balancing act. If you go too easy early, you lose critical track position. If you go too hard and you bend your car or make a mistake, it can be also very costly. So that's just the level of our sport now, like the level of footy, you know, that the mm-hmm. pace of the game's just lifted, the fitness levels have had to go with it. And that's for our game now. You've got to sprint at the start. If you don't, someone else will around you. But you've got to maintain that level and concentration and just not make any blues. So it's a damn hard one to win, but makes it all the more rewarding.
Mate, we cannot wait. You've got thousands and thousands of fans down here in Tasmania, and we certainly wish you all the best in this weekend's Bathurst 1000. Thanks so much for your time.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.